Hello, mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. Today, we're going to look into the ways that we neglect or turn away from the body. This is a habit that many of us have become really good at out of necessity. We live in a society that requires us to keep going, even if our bodies are telling us to slow down. Whether that be due to a job with demanding hours, a home life that requires constant attention, or our ideas of play that keep us pushing the limits. We have to learn how to ignore or cover up the warning signs from our bodies so that we don't miss out or disappoint. This short-term answer to get our to-do list done may be causing long-term harm to our well-being. The longer we ignore or deny the needs of the body, which are an indication of the needs of our spiritual, mental, and emotional selves, the louder they have to become, which usually results in some sort of serious illness or injury that forces us to stop. A great way to avoid these life-altering health problems is to notice what the body is asking for and listen before it's too late. And in order to do so, we have to recognize all the ways we turn away from listening. These can include substance consumption, overeating, over-engagement in media or television, social distractions, or over-exercising and working. They are the ways that we use the body to keep ourselves distracted rather than being with the body in compassionate listening. We can practice recognizing the ways that we turn away from listening to the body together now. You can find a calm, quiet space and close your eyes if you are able. Turn your attention back inward and reconnect with your physical form. You may want to begin this by placing your attention on your breath and following the breath as it enters the nostrils, passes the throat, rises in the chest, and expands in the belly, filling into the side body and the back. And as you follow the breath inward, you reconnect with your physical form, opening to observing its current state in non-judgmental awareness. And as you're observing the body, you can begin to explore the ways that you turn away from discomfort, or you turn away from the messages that the body is trying to give you. This could be in the moments that we're avoiding silence, avoiding pain, or avoiding a message to slow down that we know is present. And in this avoidance of discomfort or this avoidance of listening, notice where you turn. What do you engage with when you can't be still? When you can't listen to what the body is actually telling you? Observe the ways that you turn away from the body. This may be in substance abuse. It may be in overeating. Maybe you pick up your phone and you start scrolling Facebook or media. Maybe you turn on the television. Maybe even if the body is tired, you go out and push it in exercise. Maybe you turn towards work and you start spending longer hours at your job. Maybe you engage socially, always going out, even if the body is tired, And as you're noticing the ways that you turn away, imagine yourself pausing. Pausing right before you engage in that distracting activity. And in that moment, in that pause, take a breath, turn back inward, and listen. Is there something there that you are trying not to hear? Is there a truth that needed to be spoken? And just for one quiet moment, allow it to be heard. And if you continue this practice regularly, you'll start getting back in tune with the body and what it's really trying to tell you and its needs. And then your necessity to turn away or use these kind of crutches of distraction, they'll slowly start to ease. And you won't feel quite as pressured to go do them because you won't be quite as uncomfortable in staying with the body and listening. Thank you for sharing today's Mindful Moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KVNF. Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. for more mindful tips and visit kvnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.